Good morning. We began with Pesachos Maestros, and again in the first Mishnah we discussed the halacha that in order for a fruit to be chayav and meiser, it has to be edible. And we're describing that there are some foods that are not edible at the beginning, but they are edible at the end, and therefore only going to be chayav and meiser once they become edible. So the Mishnah lists off a number of specific fruits and vegetables and describes the period when they become edible and therefore thereby chayav and meiser. Mishnah Gimel says, Hacharuvin. Chruvin is carob, buxer. When it starts, apparently there's a point in time when it starts to get spots on it, that's how it turns dark. Once it starts getting those spots on it, that is when it's chayav and meiser. And similarly, all black fruits, they will only be chayav and meiser once they get those dark spots in it. Hagasin, v'krus tamelin, v'aprishin, v'izradin. These are pears and the pear family. I don't know what every one of them are in English, but they all look similar to pears. Halacha is mishi yikarchu, when they start to become bald. Apparently, when they begin to grow, they have this little fuzz on them. When the fuzz falls off and becomes smooth, that's when they are chayav and meiser. B'chol ha-levanim, all white fruits, they are chayav in meiser, mishi yikarchu, when they become bald and when they become smooth. Ha-tilson is fenugreek, mishi titzmach. Halacha is, it's chayav only when it has the ability to reproduce. So that means it grows, and if you're able to replant it, then it would be chayiv and meiser at that point in time. How do you know if it's at that point? I'm not going to plant every piece of fenugreek to see if it's going to grow, then you won't be able to eat it. Says the Rav, V'simin leida masai higia l'shir zeh, nois nois l'toich mayim, chol predesh shaykas ruba b'mayim, b'yadua shim yizra'ena tatzmiach. You put it in water, and the pieces which are going to fall off, if those sink mostly to the bottom of the water, that's a sign that it's going to grow. You have to consult your local botanist to find out exactly how this works. I'm not going to be able to give you the details. Hatavua grain vazesim, and olive mishi yachnisu shlish, when they bring in a third. What does it mean they bring in a third? The simple understanding is that they grew a third of what they are going to look like in their final state of growth. That means it grew a third. The other understanding that the Rav brings down is not that it actually grew a third, but that has the ability to produce the juice, a third of what it would produce by the end of its growth. So basically, it's a description of it growing a third or reaching a third of its final potential. The question is if it's in size or in how much it can produce in terms of a juice. We'll stop here at Mishnah Dal. Have a great Shabbos.